Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm super excited and elated because, here we are. Look at us. We started the year 2021, January 1st, January, February, March, April, down to December, and we are in December 31st. I mean, it's so wonderful, beautiful, and it's a blessing to be counted amongst, to be amongst the living. I mean, to be amongst those who are testifying that God is good, despite the odds, despite the ups, despite the downs, despite the lows, despite the highs, despite the things, the rivers that almost drowned us. I mean, despite the fire that many of us has passed through, and we are here. Many of us with our scars. Many of us, miraculously, we have no scars. Many of us, having been to clinics, using medications, been on drugs, still yet here we are alive, sounding great, wonderful, and to the glory of God, returning all the glory to Him. It is by nothing but by the mercy of God that we are not consumed, that we have not become history, we have not gone with the year 2021. God has just been so grateful. So, my dear brothers and sisters, or should I say my beautiful listeners, that's the best word to use, pardon me. It is best to count our blessings. We are fine. In this year, we've had our losses. And that's why the losses, we have our gains as well. We have our gains. In the sense that if we count from one to whatever number we are counting to, we would see that it's actually more of blessings. Seriously, that's why the losses we might have encountered, probably your business didn't bloom as expected, probably you ran into serious loss in your investment, in your business, whatever. It might even be health challenge, it might be academics, your career is not going as expected. My dear, we all have one or two reasons to look back and be discouraged, but I tell you, when you count your blessings, when you look at the bright side, you would notice and you would know that the blessings are much more than the disappointment. They are much more than the disappointment, because if only the reason that you are alive is only what you can count, my dear, it's worth it, because only the living can do all these beautiful things. Only the living can have a business done, only the living can invest, only the living can have a blooming career, only the living can have an academic excellence, and many much more. So even if it is because you are alive, ill and hearty, and you are here standing by the grace of God, my dear, it's worth giving thanks to God for, because when you give thanks to God for what He has done, you're giving him the go ahead to bless you more and abundantly. So I would just like to prepare our hearts and to put in us the right attitude, or should I say the necessary ingredients that we need for the year 2021. It is very, very expedient. It is highly expedient and so important that we have this and that we know this. And well, I believe those who actually know the value of God, those who actually value God, would understand what I'm about to say more. It is very, very expedient. That is, not losing sight of Jesus in our endeavors in the coming year. I would like to dwell on the scripture, Luke chapter 2. You can start already from verse 40. You can start already from verse 1, the whole chapter. But I'll dwell more on verse 43 down to 46. And that is where Jesus' parents, after the Passover celebration, they were going home. You know, there was a crowd, and people were trooping out of the temple, out of wherever they had been. And they did not know they had lost Jesus in the process of, you know, walking out of the celebration. So I would actually like to encourage you, my dear, do not lose sight of God. God is a priority, and I would like you to prioritize Him, because losing God in this year 2022, my dear, 2022 is coming with its challenges. I mean, serious challenges that it is possible for someone that is even, you know, that loves God, that thinks he's standing, that and would have lost Jesus unknowingly. It is very possible. Jesus's parents, they suppose he was with them, not knowing they had left him behind. My dear, do not lose sight of God. Do not leave Him, always have Him, always run to Him when it is good, when it is bad. And I see heavens opening up unto you. I see things happening fast for you in this year. Oh, I see you sharing testimonies, giving testimonies by the grace of God. I mean, I see you excelling, rising, soaring above what is expected, or what you cannot even imagine. I see you doing things with ease, doing things that I see you being favored, you know, mercy all around you, and by the grace of God, that is how it is going to be. So it has no particular title. Just know that do not lose God. Do not lose God. Always have God in your boat. And I see heaven opening up for you. I see you succeeding, excelling, progressing, advancing, enlarging. Oh, I see you working with ease, with great speed, by the mercy of God. So this is from me to you, saying congratulations, we made it through the year 2021, and congratulations in advance. It's just a matter of how many hours now, less than 12 hours, and we'll be saying, oh, happy new year 2022. It's so glad. I'm so glad I'm doing this with you. I'm so glad you are doing this together. So till the year 2022, we come again to be the lovers of ourselves. I say, have a beautiful celebration. Bye.